old and new. Movie reviews.
Hello, all of you out there in podcast world. It's Friday, which means it's time for another movie review. This week's movie was Almost Famous, which is directed by Cameron Crowe in the year 2002. Cameron Crowe directed both Vanilla Sky and Elizabethtown. Almost Famous runs at about 2 hours and 3 minutes, resulting in an Oscar win for the category Best Writing Screenplay Written Directly for the Screen. In the category, he beat out the movies Billy Elliot, Aaron Brockovich, Gladiator, and You Can Count on Me. The movie starts out in the year 1969 and takes you to 1973, where our main character and protagonist, William Miller, discovers his passion for both rock music and journalism. He befriends Lester Bangs, a rock journalist who writes for Cream magazine. Lester Bangs becomes someone who William looks to in admiration and calls him several times while on the road for advice. Lester, on a regular basis, warns William, telling him not to make friends with the band. After being called upon by Rolling Stone magazine, William Miller takes to the road in an old tour bus named Doris with a band called Stillwater. On the surface, the band seems to be living life the stereotypical rock way, but underneath, the members all have secrets, resulting in loads of conflict throughout their entire tour. The main plot of the movie is for William to get an interview with the band's lead guitarist, Russell Hammond, who keeps spinning him off while the rest of the band jokingly refers to William as the enemy. William's time with the band was only supposed to last for 4 cities, but because of Russell's procrastination, William ends up staying the entire tour with the band. The secondary plot of the movie is with Kate Hudson's character, Penny Lane. Both William and Russell have a thing for Penny, William being the one who is at a disadvantage because he's only 15 years old. William spends the rest of the movie not only trying to get an interview, but trying to get to know Penny and her past. Thrown into the plot is William's overprotective mother, who frequently calls out to her 15-year-old son, "Don't do drugs." She's insanely paranoid that William is going to do drugs and leave her just like a daughter, Anita, who is played by Zooey Deschanel, did. At the end of the movie, William is forced to write an article that originally was supposed to be a column but turned out to be the cover story. William is forced to do what he is either being paid to do and write an honest article showing the real side of rock and roll, or he can choose to write the story the way the band wants him to. The movie itself has wonderful rock music all throughout, which helps keep the movie's pace. It did seem a little long, but there wasn't anything that could have been left out of the movie. Out of 5 stars, the movie gets 4.5. It was a fantastic coming-of-age movie and was completely worthy of its Oscar. Well, this has been episode 2 of the Old and New Movie Review Podcast. I'm Katie. Go out there and have a great weekend.